Hi, I'm Femi Oke. Today on the stream, the chef patron of Osteria Francescana in Modena, Italy, the founder of Food for Soul, a lover of contemporary art and music, a goodwill ambassador for the United Nations Environment Programme. Ciao, Massimo Bottura, come stai? Welcome to the stream. So good to see you. Did I leave anything off that list of important credits that you have right now? What have I missed?
Probably Casa Maria Luisa. Casa Maria Luisa, the new country place that we built, in the past couple of years, in which we host the people. We closed the circle of hospitality. It took 5 years to clean all the fields from Kimmich. Now we can produce all our fresh herbs, vegetable, fruit, and wheat, buckwheat, farro, barley for our restaurants.
So Massimo, I am not going to keep you all to myself. We also have people around the world watching on YouTube right now. We have a comment section. It is live. It is open. It is ready for you. In the comment section, you can put your comments, your questions for Massimo Bottura, and he will answer them. So get them in as soon as you can. Massimo, I'm going to start a few years ago. Have a look on my laptop, this youngster here. Massimo is actually doing social media while he is on TV. All right.
That's me.
I think you're 7 there.
I'm yes.
Had you cooked anything yet? Had your grandma taught you anything?
Probably even 6.
Oh, 6.
Because I was born late in the year, so
yeah,
probably I was still 6.
So 6-year-old Massimo, what was your relationship to food?
Troublemaker.
What was your relationship to food? Did you already have skills as a little 6-year-old?
No, I grew up under the table. I was the younger of 5 brothers and sisters, and I was spending time in the kitchen with my mom and my grandmother, with my hand, and from under the table, I was looking at the world. I was looking, from a different perspective. And in the meantime, I was stealing the tortellini from my grandmother prep.
There's something that you have done over the years, which I find fascinating, which is that you've led this movement from chefs being in the kitchen and people admiring their skills, their culinary skills, to being out in the world, talking to the world about important issues. The connection is obvious once you start hearing and seeing it. Where did that come from in your life? Who gave you that voice?
I think the reputation of the chef, they start growing in the 90s. All these gastronomic congress help us to connect one to another, to connect to each other, and we became friends. That's a movement, it became a movement, a global movement, Spanish, French, Chinese, Japanese, Americans, all together in this congress in which we were sharing technique, ideas, and everything. Then locally, we start becoming more, considerate in a different way. And to me, when I was preparing a video, I remember there was one moment that I was preparing a video called Come Back. It was all about memory, it was all about fishing and the area, the beautiful park of the Delta of the Po. I met a forest guard that was really mad on us where we were filming about the eel swimming up the Po River. And, I was keep filming, and I kept the denounce of this forest guard in the short movie that I was presenting in the Culinary Congress. The Regione Emilia Romagna, our president, decided to look at the movie and start talking and discussing with me. And we convinced the Regione to invest 14.5 million to clean the old park of Delta of the Po River, where the eels comes from, where the economy of Emilia Romagna is the focus of the economy of Emilia Romagna, the Delta of the Po, of the big river. And at that point, I understood that I was more than the sum of my recipes. Mm-hmm. I could be an agent of change. And since I was a kid in our region, you understand that stay together, it's more than you get stronger than talk just about yourself or play with yourself. And at that point, there was a 2012 focus when a big earthquake hit the Modena. Mm-hmm. And the consortium of Parmigiano Reggiano came to me and he said, Massimo, we have a big problem. We have 360,000 wheels of Parmigiano that are damaged. You have to help us. So I came out with this recipe called Riso Cacio e Pepe, in which I was using a lot of Parmigiano Reggiano with new technique. I created this incredible recipe that I was sharing with all my connection in the world.
Yeah.
And we start selling Parmigiano Reggiano that was damaged. Put sous vide in kilos or double kilos. People from all over the world, like that, like magic.
Yeah.
Start buying Parmigiano Reggiano. Uh-huh. And in 4 months, we sold 360,000 wheels of Parmigiano Reggiano.
Oh, my
Reggiano.
Goodness.
And we save the old compartment just with a recipe.
Yeah, yeah.
And a recipe as a social gesture. So from there, after that, the Universal Exposition, in which the theme was Feed the Planet, and the rest is history.
Massimo, I'm going to bring you up to the present. I promised you that we would have questions for you. And this one comes from the chef manager at Imperfecto Restaurants. Here she is. Immediately after she's finished, I would love your reaction and your response.
Back in 2017, I trained at Osteria Franciscana. My experience was extraordinary and undeniably world-class. What made my experience stand out was the fact that it felt like one big family under one roof. I was also fortunate enough to have a look at Chef Massimo's non-profit project, Food for Soul, which nourishes the hungry and fights food wastage. Thank you, Chef Massimo, for teaching me the most important lesson of my life. That is of ensuring that whatever I do should bring me the utmost happiness. And Chef, please, can I ask you one question? How can we make a concept like Food for Soul successful in India?
Wow, that's amazing. feels very good to hear that, It's how can you make Food for Soul? I think first of all, you really have to look at yourself and understand if you really want to do it, because it's not easy. Eh? It's not easy because you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in the others. You really want to share your idea and this incredible strength you have to make this happen. Then you have to find a partner that is gonna take care of the everyday life, because that's very important. Our project is a cultural project, is not a charity project. The real heroes of Food for Soul are the volunteers. They are like working every day in our refettorio all over the world. After that, you have to connect with the market, supermarket, and organize, a pickup of surplus food, because it's not about food waste. It's about surplus food. We produce food for 12 billion people every year. There are 860 million people. They don't have access to food. They don't have anything to eat. We are 7 billion on Earth, and we waste 1.3 billion tons of food every year. We are becoming, that is 33% of the production, and we are becoming the first cause of climate change. Huh. So, please, the more we are, the better it is. We are the revolution, as Joseph Beuys was saying. Mm. As you you want to change the whole perspective of India, but if you can change your own neighbor, this is a really great victory. I've learned that through every single refettorio. When we did this for the first time we created this project on a universal exposition, I said, let's try, let's see what's going on. I involve all my friend, artist, artisan, designer, to create a beautiful place. This is Milan. The one before was London, and this one is. At that point,
and Massimo, I just want to point out, because you know how beautiful these spaces are, but the beauty, the environment, is just as important as the food, yes. Right? Talk to us about that a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. The beauty of the design, the beauty of the art, the quality of the idea, the beauty of the plate, the beauty of creativity really can make the difference in life of people. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying it's not a charity project, but it's a cultural project. Because we are giving, we are fighting food waste, yep, through our creativity, our time, but also we are fighting social isolation. And, you know, for people in need,
yes,
beauty can really give the second chance in life for people that really they missed. You know, right, they're in trouble. They need a second chance in life.
I have more questions for you, so I'm gonna see if I can fit them in as well. There's more. This is Angad. Listen to Angad and then please respond to him directly. He has a question for you.
Good. My question for Chef Massimo is, what are your thoughts on the amount of food waste that is produced in culinary schools? And what do you propose is the most meaningful solution to address this issue of the food waste generated in large kitchens like those on college campuses?
That's very good. That's a very good question. I was invited with, not invited, but we were organizing a big talk with LA Times in Los Angeles, and I did a speech at the UCLA, and I said, guys, we really need to do something very special here. This is a perfect place to stimulate these guys, you know, the new leader for the future. So in the campus can be set, in every campus, in every university, can be set a kitchen, a special kitchen, in which the students, they would be the volunteers. We could feed students at lunch and people in need in the evening, connecting with a special supermarket or market. They're going to deliver the food in excess. It would be so easy to do it, and it would change the mind of millions of students. They're going to be the leader of the future.
I have a couple of questions for you, Massimo, on YouTube. So I'm going to go live to our YouTube viewers right now. This one is from John Cooper. Within hospitality and restaurant kitchens, what measures and innovations are in place to reduce food waste. Is the level of food waste within hospitality comparable with the waste that happens at home, Massimo?
Exactly. That's a very, you know, it's a great question because we have, the places where we waste the most is in our home, is not in the restaurant. You know, in Osteria Francescana, yeah, I don't know if you know, but we have three Michelin star, like the top of the top of the score, red. But we also have the fourth star that is a green one. Is the star of sustainability. And why? Because our restaurant is zero waste. All our restaurants are like acting as my grandmother would act home. So everything that we have, that we waste in our preparation goes to the staff meal. Imagine. In Osteria Francescana, Via Stella, 22, we have 30 guests every lunch, 30 guests every dinner. But we have to feed 60 workers, 60 of our kids, you know, every lunch and every dinner. So it's the incredible creative exercise is staff meal. And each one of us, once a week, has to play, has to start, as to work on to create staff meal and you know show how could you know how we fight food waste. You know, the crazy thing is now that we have an eggplant in our tasting menu, that is like everyone wants to taste that eggplant, and we have so much eggplant waste. And we are eating eggplants since a couple of months, and people are let's change the menu. You know, that's the point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but where we waste the most is in our home. That's why I said many times that kitchen quarantine, what we did, me and my daughter and Charlie and Lara, mm-hmm. during the first lockdown, was the perfect example of food for soul.
I'm going to share with I'm going to show on your laptop, on my laptop, kitchen quarantine, because your family at home is exactly as wild as I would imagine it would be. I'm going to show. Just remember, do you remember those pictures of Italy during the February, March, April, and what was happening there, and the serious lockdown, and this is what it was like in Massimo's home during quarantine. Have a look.
I stay close to zero waste by allowing the contents of my refrigerator and pantry to dictate what my next meal is going to be. Most of us, when we were taught to cook, we were told, choose a recipe at random that looks tasty, jot down all of the ingredients, go to the store, buy the ingredients, bring them home, prep the dish, cook the dish, eat some of the dish, put the leftovers in the refrigerator. Now, if you do that a few nights a week, you have not only the leftover dishes, but also a whole bunch of leftover ingredients, the little bits and pieces of this and that didn't make it into those dishes. Chances are some of that food's going to go to waste. So look at what you have on hand and then figure out what meal you can make with that. The question I have for Chef Massimo Battura is, what can we do on a bigger level in our communities to help reduce food waste?
You know, it first of all is like step by step. You know, when I'm trying to the most important thing is educate people how to buy. Because you have to buy the right amount of food that you need for a couple of days, for 3 days. And then you use that food and when the refrigerator is empty, you dedicate another half an hour to shop. This is the most important thing. First of all. Second. And so don't shop for 1 month, fill your big freezer with ingredients, because you're going to spend more money, You're going to eat nothing. You're going to eat, but you don't taste anything because the food is frozen and is not tasty at all. But my suggestion is buy seasonal ingredients, focus on local ingredients, add some exotic touch. For example, I think about Parmigiano Reggiano. Parmigiano Reggiano can help a plate of pasta to get perfect, just with his natural umami, this kind of example, no? And at that point, you're going to stop waste, you're going to eat better, and you're going to save money, and you're going to fight food waste. This is the most simple thing. In larger scale, what we did at the Universal Exposition, we help the Italian government, for example, and the French government to write the law on food waste and pass the law about food waste. I'm doing a lot of things, events or like opening repertorio, and if we can one day open 1 million refettorio all over the world, we're gonna feed the people in need, we're gonna fight all the waste of this world, and the planet is gonna smile to us. Uh-huh. Because we are, as I said before, we are the revolution. Not me, not you, but all together.
Let me just share this with you, because this is coming up, and this is new in the last couple of years. The International Day of Awareness of Food Loss and Waste, the 29th of September, and that's coming up in just a couple of days' time. Why is this important? It's also part of the Sustainable Development Goals, that development agenda that we have as a whole world. Why is that important to you? Because that brings in your role as a United Nations Environment Programme Goodwill Ambassador.
But Matt, you have to understand that, I grew up like this. I grew up in a family which wasting food was not acceptable. I couldn't leave the table if I brought food in my plate and I didn't want to eat. My grandmother she wouldn't let me leave the table. Uh-huh. We were okay. This is a little bit creepy, but take it.
I'm scared.
We are living in Modena, but just 10 minutes from here, it's country, and there are farmers, and in each family, they were growing pigs. Mm. And the 8th of December, in our farm, we were killing the pigs. But to celebrate life, not to celebrate the death. To celebrate life, why? Because the pigs was part of the family. Most of the time, they had a name. And, the pig was giving his life. My grandmother keeps saying to me, was giving his life to feed the family, they're all here. So you have to pay respect, mm-hmm, of the animal and, use every single part, every single bones. And, that's the way you respect things. That's the way you fight food waste in many different aspect. And when you grow like that, it's extremely important because inside, wasting breadcrumbs is like wasting
Massimo,
the opportunity.
Batura, I could spend the whole day with you, but we have to wrap up. What would be the last thing that you would want to say? And it's one sentence, one sentence. What is that one sentence to wrap us up with?
That's one sentence. Food right now is the call to act. So I'm talking about
Massimo Batura for being a guest on the stream. We appreciate you. Grazie. Thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks for your questions. I'll see you next time. Take care. All right, Massimo, I get to have four